brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we got more on the bird flu popping up in England, on the police state, on a host of really important issues. I got an article here with New York Post reporters, Page Six, who I've had write hit pieces on me in the past, just wrote one a few weeks ago, demanding $220,000 from people or they were going to write bad stuff about them. What idiots. We'll get into that. Also, Mick Jagger says he's unfazed by Chinese censorship. Scientists blame the sun for global warming. That's the real indicator of why there is climate change happening. That's just some of the news. There's stacks of it. Alberto Gonzalez says they need to be able to spy on all Americans without warrants and that they are doing it, so now they're just throwing it in our face. That's all coming up. Right now, though, let's go back to your calls. Toll-free number to join us. Open phones. A lot of calls in this third hour. 1-800-259-9231. And let's talk to Kevin in New York. Thanks for holding, Kevin.
Hey, Alex. I got one talking about guns earlier in the show.
We were just talking about it, yeah.
I got a quote for you. Ideas are more powerful than guns. We would not let our enemies have guns. Why should we let them have ideas? That's Joseph Stalin.
Yeah, a real piece of work. Thanks for that quote. I'd seen that before but forgotten about it.
And then here's another one. You talk about wanting to shut down the Internet. Ideas are now. The Internet has grown out of credit and has become a disease of life. Adolf Hitler.
Interesting. Any more jewels?
Let's see. I think that's you talked about deindustrializing the country.
Yeah, that's the official plan. Mm-hmm.
It's up here. They got an Alcoa aluminum plant.
Oh boy!
They want to back in 39, 7,600 work there. Then over the years, after the seaway, it started going down. 5,000 in the late 50s, and then they put in a Reynolds plant in the late 50s and General Motors, and both of them are just down to about nothing now compared to what they are. They were about 1,200 apiece. They're down to about 400 anyway. Alcoa is down to fifth, bought up Reynolds, and they're at 1,500, say, right now, and they want to go down to 500. But when Alcoa was big time here, it took about an hour to get out of town. So much traffic.
But not anymore.
Nope. It's way down to nothing.
How are people making a living?
Well, it's the largest employer in the county up here. This is right on the St. Lawrence River where I'm at. But it's quite a devastation if they go down to 500. The Power Authority wants them to keep it at 1,500. That sort of thing.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call, sir. I appreciate your input. Brock in Canada, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you could explain the H5N1 flu virus. They are injecting it into the birds, and then they fly around and contaminate areas. Is that essentially what they're doing?
Well, some Russian scientists and the head of Spain's science division, the Minister of Science, says that the U.S. government's doing it and says that they're injecting the birds. And a bunch of other top scientists are saying it who've looked at it, and they say it's man-made, yes.
And so do you anticipate that there's going to be a bird flu crisis because of that, or they're just sort of...
Well, they're already hyping it and making money. I mean... Stay there. Let's talk about it more, Brock. Let's recap that. In fact, I need to call Paul. He wrote this great article about bird flu. He needs to add all that where the head of the Minister of Science, they did the studies, a bunch of other people are saying that, top former Russian bioweapons experts saying that, Indian scientists are saying that. I mean, it's African scientists are saying, and Nobel Prize winners are saying, and I mean, you know, but who cares about top scientists? What do they know? There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The caller, Brock in Canada, brings up a really central point. He said, Alex, is it really true they are injecting the birds with the bird flu virus, the current strain that hasn't mutated from human-to-human transmission yet? And according to the Minister of Science, the top scientist, he's a PhD himself in virology of over in Spain. They've looked at it, and they've gone public saying it's a engineered bioweapon by the U.S. government to create hysteria. I don't know what you're supposed to say to that. And Indian top scientists have said it. Russian top bioweapons experts have said it. A bunch of, just type it into Google. You'll get a whole bunch of mainstream news articles about it. I mean, we know the government of England released the weaponized foot and mouth. We know that our government launched the anthrax attacks. We know that they've done this to our own troops many times. That's all declassified. It's all public. It's all available. And so does that answer your question, Brock?
Yes, I think it does. And also, I was going to say, do you see the this bird flu mutating to go human to human? Is that the grand design?
I don't know. This may be a dress rehearsal for when they launch a really big attack and then an even larger. They'll always get bigger. We've covered that with Dr. Pianca and this whole mindset that is the majority view in the sequestered and cloistered halls of these universities.
And I was going to ask also, do you think in 5 or 6 years their global enslavement will be pretty well monopoly, or do you have a time frame?
Yes, they're about 5 years behind, but they just expand their program. We're having a lot of victories. They're having a lot of victories, but they're moving forward. Will the people resist? 90-plus percent in major polls, 97% don't want the transponder toll road, so they just do it anyways. 90%+, you know, don't like the police state. They do it anyways. 70%+ don't like the war. They do it anyways. And they're about to, don't like one war, losing one war, let's start another. I mean, it's just, they've got the bravado, they're criminal, they control the courts, they're moving forward. Thanks for the call. And so we're just going to sit here and watch them openly take our pension funds, destroy our dollar, which they've already done. Now they're going to expand that, and it's really scary. I mean, this is the real world. This is who runs things, and it's not debatable. I mean, it's all out in plain view. Caller last hour brought up judges saying, I don't care if you haven't broken the law, I'm going to put you in prison. And I gave a bunch of real-world examples of that. I told the caller, I said, well, I'm not saying you're lying, but I'll find the article. And we did find the article. Aaron did. We're posting it on JonesReport.com, my webmaster who does Infowars.com. I didn't make him do it. Ryan Slickhuizen has the flu today. He's still in between vomiting at his home. He didn't come into work. Did a minor update of Infowars, so it won't be up on Infowars. It'll be up on JonesReport.com. Boy who posed with guns convicted. This is out of the Rocky Mountain News, as the caller said. An Evergreen High School student who posted internet photos of himself posing with guns was convicted Tuesday on charges of possessing a handgun by a juvenile. Let me just stop. I'd say about a third of the photos of me as a juvenile are at the deer camp or are skeet shooting or posing with a Mac 90. I mean, I was allowed to have guns. I had guns. They tried to pass a law a few years ago, and 5 years ago in Texas. We barely beat it because we caught bribery going on in the meeting, the legislature. And then the committee chairman lost his chairmanship. How do you like that? We just have a knack for exposing corruption. Law, but look, I digress. Make a long story short, they were going to ban anybody under 18 even touching a gun. You couldn't give your grandson or granddaughter a 22 rifle when they're 12 or whatever, or 10. And it was going to basically ban the shooting clubs and ban the YMCA shooting and the other shooting clubs and Junior Olympics. I mean, that's in Texas, folks, but that's not the issue. Let me continue, then we'll take more calls. Boy who posed with guns convicted, an Evergreen High School student who posted internet photos of himself posing with guns was convicted Tuesday on a charge of possessing a handgun by a juvenile. The conviction came despite his parents' testimony that they gave him permission to handle guns in their home without their supervision. Colorado law prohibits possession of a handgun by a juvenile, but permits parents to give them permission to possess guns in their homes even without supervision. Did you hear that? This is a very difficult case, defense attorney Barrett Weiss said in closing arguments after a trial that began Friday. We have pictures that raise issues of the Columbine Massacre. Oh, because of massacre, see, you have a gun. But if we set the specter of Columbine aside, he argued, the boy should be acquitted and sent home. The photos were posted on popular teen website MySpace. The photos showed him posing with a number of rifles and three handguns, a .45 caliber pistol, a .22, and a .357 revolver. The 16-year-old boy, who has been held in detention since his arrest in February, a couple months in jail, will be sentenced June 1st. He was acquitted on two additional charges of handgun possession. The judge set a $5,000 bond, but ordered that the boy must be evaluated and a safety plan drawn up before he can be released. Thank you, Kevin, for bringing me that. Thank you. He just brought me some food. I have to be fed. I haven't eaten yet. I'm so worked. I'm whining, but then I get a little punch drunk with low blood sugar, so he brought me some food. You can always tell when I haven't eaten because I get real like this. The father of a gun collector and an enthusiast who is an airline pilot, retired Air Force pilot, said he gave the boy and his brother extensive training in the safety of handguns and weapons, and handling of weapons. He said he gave his son permission to handle the guns in the home even when he wasn't there. Well, yeah. There was that case in California where the girl was a 13-year-old shooting champion. And there was another 8-year-old and then a 3-year-old in the house. And she was there babysitting. And the next-door neighbor had a chemical imbalance. It is admitted he was on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, a Prozac division drug. They always are. Had a psychotic break. He had no criminal record. Came over and was freaking out, running into walls, bashing things. He had a pitchfork. And slowly and monotonously stabbed the other children to death. She couldn't get into the safe because of the safe law they have there that if it's all weapons have to be locked, and she couldn't get into it. She would have attacked him. And it goes on, it was due to their experience and my trust in them to safely handle weapons, he said. They often cleaned the guns after they had gone shooting, and he was out of town for his job, he said. They also built guns from kits, he said. But Jefferson County District Judge Brian Boatwright, said that the permission had limits. That doesn't mean juveniles could run around the house and do whatever he wanted with the gun, Boatwright said, noting that the father testified the boys were not allowed to load or fire the weapons unless he was present. So it's there's not a law against it. They're proud of guns. They're guns enthusiasts. They show their guns on the website, and he's been in jail for 2 months and won't be released for a couple more months until June, and he's going to be under psychiatric evaluation, and we're living in the Soviet Union. And, this is our country. This is our country. They could arrest me right now and say, well, you haven't violated any laws, Alex, but we're going to put you in solitary confinement and drug you for 9 years. And just do it. As they did Dr. Charles T. Sell. Now, we shouldn't be intimidated by this and shut up because, oh, man, this is tyranny. No, we should be upset, engaged, speaking out. Police should, judges should, who are against this. I mean, we've entered the Twilight Zone. And none of this has anything to do with terrorism. They'll take an event like a shooting, an event like riots, an event, and then change all our laws and have a total police state or even enforce things that aren't laws. And let me tell you something. When the government starts arresting people and saying, you didn't violate a law, but we're putting you in prison, folks, that's just bad. I mean, that's nuts. Tom in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I have some late-breaking information for you. Scott McClellan was on C-SPAN about noon, and he came on and said they changed the White House stance on the Valerie Plame incident. They said that, yes, Bush did release the information, but because he has the authority, quote, authority, declassify information, that he did nothing illegal.
We'll grab that. Well, I mean, they said that 2 days ago, and they said that yesterday. I have that here in the AP. Let me just stop you. It's the same theme. You understand? It is, I am above the law. Go ahead.
He came out 2 years ago and said that Cheney didn't even know, anything about the incident. And Scott McClellan also said that Cheney didn't even send Wilson down to Nigeria to check out the claims that Iraq was trying to buy enriched uranium.
And their representatives have lied to Congress about this, but, oh, I guess you can lie to Congress, too, now.
It's all right. We can vote for Hillary Clinton in 2008. She'll save us.
Yeah, she'll save us, just as bad or worse. And so look at this. And I mentioned this in the first hour, in the second. Again, this is called dictatorship. I'll violate federal law if I want to on every front. We'll order the torture of children in front of their parents. They're saying this. John Yoo in a CFR meeting, they said, and this is mainstream news now in Chicago a few months ago. A professor debating him said, when we interviewed the professor, you wrote in this published memo that you can torture children in front of their parents. He said, yes, we can do that. I mean, this is, I'm living in the Twilight Zone. Go ahead and finish up. What else did McClellan say?
That was basically it. They went on to another story after that. But something that people need to be aware of is that I believe that they're setting Bush up to look bad, to bring in the Democrats in 2008, to bring in total martial law and tyranny. So people need to be aware of that.
Oh, yeah, they double-team us. It's tag-team wrestling.
Definitely. So,
all right, thank you for the call. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, just, I'm speechless. I'm actually... Let's just have a moment of silence for our dead sovereignty. Well, I'm going to have a 10-second moment of silence for the end of America, the end of everything we are. Even the Nazis didn't go on record and say they tortured children openly. They just did it. Let's have a moment of silence that we are the great Satan. I mean, there's no debating it. Let's just have a moment of silence for America. You need to let it sink in real good. You need to face this. Every day I read articles where judges say they're above the law and that they are the law. And I'm going to let the music play out. I want you to think about it. We'll be right back.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as the distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to continue with your calls for the next 35 minutes we've got left in the broadcast. Paul Watson is going to join us for just about 5 minutes. He's in the north of England, very close to the Scottish border. There on the coast where these two swans supposedly got the bird flu. So he'll be joining us for a quick update on that, and we'll continue with your calls. But, yeah, I pulled it up during the break. Sure enough, Scott McClellan did get up and say what he said 2 days ago and what he said again yesterday, that, okay, they did authorize the leak of plane, and they did authorize the leak on Iraq intelligence, and they lied all along about it. There's no discussion. The press didn't press them on that. It's just we're now going to do that because Bush is the law. I mean, The president is held to a higher standard than even the general public. They've sworn an oath. This is treason at every level. Bush is not a conservative. Stop supporting him. And these powers he's claiming for presidents will be used by Hillary, will be used by Governor Warner of Virginia. He's probably the one. And heaven help us, I can't believe it's this out in the open. I mean, he is announcing that he is a dictator. Things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, just so long as I'm the dictator. In fact, John, running the show, find that clip. I want to play that when we come back. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Reggie in New Jersey. Reggie, thanks for holding.
Alex, thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, sir.
You took my breath away with that moment of silence for America. It's just so blatant, I can't deny it anymore, and I know I have to fight.
Oh, yeah, they're going to come arrest us and take us to camps and beat our guts out, and I'm telling you, I'm nonviolent until it comes to defense. We have a right to defend ourselves. If they got army trucks driving around like they did in New Orleans with squads led by FBI to take our guns, I'm going to try to stay out of their way, but just they better not try it.
I'm just enraged now. I take it as a personal attack on me and my family. That's how I feel about it.
It is an attack on you, sir.
Anyway, I heard you talking about the children with guns. I live in South Jersey. There was recently an incident around here with children, or teenagers rather, conspiring another Columbine-like incident.
Most of the time they just hype it at the school and get some kid to shoot his mouth off with no evidence of it, and they spend hard time in prison.
This one was about, according to the local news, it was about four kids, and they caught them with guns, and they were conspiring to shoot up. They had a list of people they wanted to kill in the school. If you want to find the story, it's on NBC10.com under the videos section.
Okay, tell us what happened. Give us the summation.
Basically, the summation is that there was four kids. They said they were Satan worshippers. They're in some type of satanic group or cult.
Well, that I believe. I mean, in the few cases where this really goes on, they're always Satanist. They're normally Nazi Satanist, or they're Nazi Satanist Zionist. I know that doesn't make sense, but in a bunch of cases. Or they're a weird mix of those.
That leads me to my question, which was, do you think that these kids, like the Columbine, and I think there was one in Denver, do you think that they're actually MK Ultra type of mind-controlled agents, like what I heard Fritz Springmeier talk about?
Well, sir, I mean, there are real mind-control individuals. That's Senate hearings, declassified, 1977. But most of it is organic. Just the entire country is turning into a prison. Television and all of it is brainwashing itself. The culture that MTV and the deaf culture sells our children is. So the media itself is brainwashing.
You don't think that it necessarily has to be a direct, like what Fritz Springmeier described?
Well, it could be, sir. It could be. I just don't think things are as widespread as Fritz thinks.
Okay. If you want to give me more time, I have more questions.
I'm going to move on to other callers here in a moment. Anything else?
Well, thanks for the time you gave me, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Good to have you on board with us. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Wisconsin. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of extrapolate on something you mentioned just briefly earlier, which is the universities. I think this Pianca situation really highlights the fact that these, so-called hallowed institutions are really just Trojan horses for these Malthusian elitists.
Well, of course, elites always try to control the education.
Yeah, I mean, it's really obvious once you see it, but, I mean, so many families are working their butts off, you know, saving as much money as they can to send their kids to get brainwashed.
More than half of Americans never go to college, so they don't know about it.
Right. And not only that, but the universities themselves are, you know, completely poisoning our minds and the environment. Okay, they have coal plants. They spread, you know, chemicals on every inch of green space they can possibly have.
Oh, exactly. Universities are some of the richest institutions in the country, and they're held by a lot of private interest. Thanks for the call. I got to jump because I got a news report from Paul Watson. I don't want to give others you're able to get on because I go to people quick, but then you don't get a lot of time. Or we can do what I did in the past and let people talk for 10 minutes. We'll be right back. 1-800-259-9231. A lot of other news. Paul Watson joining us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
To say unchecked power basically is ascribing some kind of dictatorial position to the president, which I strongly reject.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to play like one either.
Here's the Associated Press. Papers, Cheney aide says Bush okayed leak. It's not just on InfoWars, it's on Drudge everywhere else. And yes, we've confirmed that McClellan's given another speech saying, hey, Bush has these powers, and here it is in the Associated Press from 2 days ago, and then again yesterday. We'll have an article out on that tonight at PrisonPlanet.com, and we're posting all this right now at JonesReport.com, including the judge in Denver saying, hey, I don't care if these kids didn't break a law. This one's been in jail for 2 months, and you're not allowed to have a gun in your house even when the law says you can. There you go. Boom, 16-year-old. It's just unbelievable. Paul Watson, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, Alex.
You bet. Perfect timing. Paul always says that, 'cause I always call when he's eating dinner or something. Watson, you live pretty close, as the crow flies. You live up in northern England, pretty close to where the little swans have the evil bird flu. And, of course, there was a drill going on at the same time by the government, as it always is. Run down the latest developments there from Northern England.
Well, it was reported that a dead swan was found in Fife, Scotland, on Wednesday. It took over 24 hours for DEFRA, the environmental agency, to come and collect it. That's how serious they were taking it.
Excuse me, it's called DEFRA?
D-E-F-R-A.
Listen to that anacronym. It sounds like the evil character in a science fiction cartoon. This is Lord DEFRA. Destroy G-Force or you will be eliminated.
So then it came out Thursday night, that it had tested positive for bird flu. And now they've they're testing 14 other bird swans in the area. 9 have come back negative, and also 4 in Northern Ireland have come back negative. But in the meantime, the media and the morning television shows were telling people to cook their chickens thoroughly, mindlessly hyping it and spreading fear-mongering. Basically, you can't catch bird flu if you walk past a dead bird that's infected with bird flu. But people are asking stupid questions like, will I have to euthanize all my pets? And basically, that's about a third of the country has responded inanely in a rabid, fear-mongering fashion.
In a jellyfish slave mentality, yeah.
Asking the government for orders like little children. Another third is ambivalent, they're not really bothered, and then the remaining third states that it's all media hype, and that it's the latest SARS that's going to kill us all, and that's basically the state of play. You mentioned the article earlier, they were running an exercise, which included cases of an outbreak in Northern England, Southern Wales, and Norfolk.
Hey, why don't you add to that article, top scientist in Spain, a Department of Science has that position saying it's that the government created it in the U.S. You ought to grab some of those as a nice little smattering as well.
Yeah, there was a Georgian scientist and a Russian scientist that came out and said that. The Spanish Agricultural Ministry came out and said that bird flu was not a threat whatsoever, as did other agencies of other countries.
Yeah, that particular agency, then, that was a separate Spanish one, said that it was just basically hype to sell the medication.
Right, of which top Bilderberg members and Donald Rumsfeld would make the vast profits from.
Well, last time I checked, it was $5 billion extra they've made. Quite nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, who benefits from it? As I said, it's not a major crisis at the moment, but if it turned into one, then the smoking gun would be the fact that they were running exercises at the same time as they were with foot and mouth.
Well, Paul, we also have the fact that you point out in your article, that's up on PrisonPlanet.com, that it admittedly, from the Level 4 bioweapons lab at Wilshire at the Morton Down, released the weaponized foot and mouth back in 2001.
Right, exactly. And the reason given was an animal rights activist. For one, why would an animal rights activist unleash a plague that would kill over 4 million animals? Number two, it's guarded by Ministry of Defence police. It's guarded by the military provost services. Giant electrical fences all around it. And it's an underground bioweapons facility with weaponized anthrax and Ebola.
It's like trying to sneak into Fort Knox. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's not as if some rabble conspiracy, you know, scouted it all out beforehand. It was blamed on one individual, which is
Yeah, can you imagine they get past the two fences, the minefields, the next fence, get in, go underground, and then there's other containment in level four, only certain personnel go through airlocks, then a second airlock, then went in by robotic arms, got the samples, because humans don't even go in there. The robotic arms get it, somehow passes the sample out through containment with all the alarms and laser eyes and everything, got it out of the facility and then snuck back out. And that's like saying, I've sprouted wings and flew to Bangkok.
Right, exactly. And it devastated the farming community. You compare the protests from the farming community that happened last year with the anti-Iraq protest, there were more people at the farming protest. It's a bigger power block, and it's got real influence in opposing the government, unlike the anti-war protests, which were, in many cases, people were protesting for the first time. So if you want to eviscerate that kind of middle-class bulwark, then that's how you do it. It's called agri-terrorism, and that's what they did with Foot and Mouth.
And, of course, it's Big Agra pushing for the ID Act, Premises Act, Animal Identification Act, admittedly in their own documents now, to knock out their competition. They admit that the bird flu is coming from the mega farms where they have up to 3 million chickens in one facility, and that it is only transferable to humans right after the feces is dropped by the birds and has to be within around 5 seconds, because then it dies in open air, inhaled by the human, and it's not human to human. So it's people in these facilities, or people right next door to it, instantly the air catches it, instantly aerosolized, going into the mucous membrane of the sinus or the lungs, and then getting into the bloodstream. Very hard to get it, what, 100-and-something deaths total in 2 years. And then most of those have been proven to be frauds. So just an excuse for them to run around and dress rehearsal for when they really hit us with a real bioweapon.
Yeah, they're going to use a Chinese model, which is curfews, quarantines, police state. But in fact, you had a mad cow case in Alabama about 2 years ago. I mean, 2 weeks ago, sorry. And Judge Roy Moore came out and said that he was suspicious that it was a staged event in order to pass legislation that would force people to register their cattle with RFID tags. That's not some internet conspiracy theorist saying that.
Yeah, that's the former Chief Justice. Oh, he'd be a great governor. God, we're so blessed to have good men like him. Get that, Paul. I know you're working hard, but add that, add the Spanish stuff, the British stuff, add all that in there. Because I think that'll really sell the case of reality to folks. They need to see all of that and then help us spread that article to everybody. And I want to commend you for the incredible work you've been doing. And then speaking of 2 years ago, it was first in the Pioneer Press, big paper, out of Minneapolis-St. Paul area. The federal plan that if there is any foot-and-mouth outbreak, they will have the Army come out, not let you leave your home. Even if your animals don't have it, they're going to kill your animals and kill you if you try to leave your farm or ranch. And Texas signed on, a bunch of others. And then, right after the foot-and-mouth, they brought the very equipment used with British troops to Houston, and we're about to have 8,000 British troops debark and, quote, with their very equipment, go test Texas cattle dripping with unsanitized, weaponized foot-and-mouth. That was in the Dallas Morning News. We live in insane land.
Right, but, I mean, I still get emails saying that I'm radical for saying that Eric Pionka is insane because he wants to wipe out 90% of humanity. I'm the radical. I'm still getting emails saying...
And then, by the way, they don't disagree that he's really saying it. They go, of course, I believe all should die. What's wrong with you? They actually talk to us like we have the five heads. They talk to us like we're weird.
Yeah, what worries me even more is that I'm getting emails from people who normally support us saying, you've taken his quotes completely out of context. Where are his quotes? Well, we've put the entire transcript of what he said on PrisonPlanet.com today, in which he advocated bird flu and said it would be a good thing. So go read his own quotes.
He said, we need to have the attack begin now. I paraphrase, you've got him there. He says, we need to have weaponized Ebola start now. It may already be too late. We need it now. And then his students email us. We see their thesis paper, something's posted, where they're going, oh, I really agree with him. We all need to go. I mean, it's all available.
Yeah, and that's in one of the articles today. I forgot which newspaper it was, but it's, I think it's Pittsburgh Post-Gazette or something, a warped plan to save Earth.
Yeah, that's the good news. There's a lot of mainstream papers now. AP and NBC lied about it locally, but there are, I've got, what, three mainstream articles that I saw, there may be more, where it's as if Paul Watson or Alex Jones or Steve Watson or Ryan Slickhuysen or Aaron Dykes wrote it.
Yeah, and they've got the quotes of one of his students, Brenna McConnell, who agrees with him and says the same thing. So that's the army of followers that, you know, that's the Jim Jones cult that's in universities that indoctrinates them all into thinking that this is...
And remember, this is the 95% view, according to mainstream reports, standing ovations. This is because the establishment has paid over the last 80 years to foster this view as the penultimate dominant view in orthodoxy.
Yeah. quote, he's a radical thinker. I mean, he's basically advocating for the death of all but 10% of the current population. And at the risk of sounding just as radical, I think he's right. That's one of his own students.
In the newspaper, being quoted. I know, I've spent way too much time on this. I spent another hour last night, 6 hours total the last week, studying this guy. And by the way, oh, Paul, I know you're working, no exaggeration, what are you working, 14 hours a day right now, more?
14 is normal, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got you trumped. But at the same time, I know you got to have some time with your girlfriend this weekend to hang out and go to the Pubby Wubby. But, you know, at the same time, this stuff may all be over real soon. Or it may keep going, but we're down to the wire right now. Later, we'll wish we worked even harder. But I went and looked at Google Cache, and, you know, I'm not a very good web guy. I took screenshots, but it was on a computer that isn't normally used for web work, and so we're having trouble finding it. You need to go to the Google Cache. You go to the original article that was in that Gazette piece last Sunday. And in that Gazette piece, it links, it goes, go to his position paper here and read it. And then it gives you the URL. And I went to Google Cache and found it. Again, UT didn't take down the root server or the root directory. They're just taking down his papers, his position papers, and his course studies. So we haven't yet, unless you've already done it, cached that. That's the smoking gun, so you need to go get that out of Google Cache and cache it ourselves. Like, I've been saying this for 3 days. They may have already jerked it there, but I have a suspicion it's still there. We already have him in other places saying it, but it's really good to, and maybe have a headline like, Dr. Doom, a liar. You know, something like that. But frankly, more important than that, we need to get that article out about Bush openly announcing that he's a dictator, and it's just insane. And then it dovetails with this judge in Colorado saying he doesn't care if a kid didn't break a law, he's going to prison. Anything else you want to add, Paul?
No, that's it. A couple of articles coming up later on as we go into the weekend. I think Dr. Death and the people of his ilk will be at least put off from going so public with the fact that he got an FBI visit and so much opposing email. At least it might prevent them from being so outward in their pronouncements. But
well,
you
I
know
got
they're going to keep talking about it in-house.
Well, I got this really arrogant email that you posted by one of the students who works in the UT biology department now as a graduate student. And, you know, first she sends us the email and says we can post it. And then she says, oh, no, you know, now take my name off. Well, we're not going to do that. I mean, you authorize it. It's like a letter to the editor. What's done is done. And then she tells us, you know, how we just don't get it and we just don't understand. And basically we're the weirdos. You know, that she believes 100% need to go and that humans are bad and all of this, but that she still loves life and Bianca loves life and he's ready for his family to go and has said many times that he and his family will have to die and all this chilling stuff. And then she emails me back and I feel sorry for her. And I don't want anybody to threaten her or do anything to her. We need to turn these people around. And she's just, oh my gosh, I'm getting threats. My life's in danger. They could come get me. Well, what do you expect? I mean, she's like, life is worth nothing. Then she gets phone calls allegedly like this, and I believe it. And then she's freaking out. My life, it's precious. Hey, what about my children's life, you freak? You freak! You don't threaten men. You don't threaten strong people. You don't threaten people that still have the life force and haven't had it drummed out of them. We're all of us aren't zombies. We're old. We're old style. Do you understand that? People declare war on us. We declare war on you. I'm sorry, Paul. Close up. We're going to end this segment. I'll come back and take a few calls.
It's just the invasion of the body snatchers mentality, the way they discuss it in such calm, rational, and sober context that really gets to me. It's like in the film They Live, where they would set up the set in Los Angeles with big signs saying obey, and people were walking past not even noticing it. So
now, by the way,
like,
that's not the movie. John Carpenter talked about when they took over whole city blocks with giant billboards,
yeah,
people didn't notice it.
And that's where pointing out the billboards and people are saying, well, what's wrong with that?
Well, they're so afraid of the truth, deep down they know the truth, that they instantly manipulate their minds using doublethink, as Orwell, Eric Blair put it, to convince themselves everything's all right. It's a fear mechanism. You got to face your fears. You got to go through it, folks. You will not be. I'm so alive, Paul. My life is so filled. It's so dynamic. It's hard. It's stressful, but I am so fulfilled. And I see these people that are after money and sex and everything else. They're totally unhappy, folks. When you start doing good, And your soul and your brain knows when you're really doing good. I don't mean some false good. When you're really doing good work for humanity, you feel good. Paul, don't you feel good?
Yeah, everyone says you're faced with all this evil and you're in on it on a day-to-day basis. Doesn't it make you depressed? Well, no. It fulfills you with a purpose to fight it. And if you've got a purpose, then you're purpose-driven. And that's what life is all about. It's about not sitting back and being a jellyfish. That's what makes you unhappy.
Life is short. It's about taking risks. It's about getting on the field, not living your life in the bleachers where you get run over. It's safer to be on the field. I'm on the field. Join us on the field. Police, military, government. You know we're right. You know everything we predicted has come true. If you love your families, you will break your conditioning and you will join humanity. You will join the life force. You will join the real power on this planet. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be right back. We will not be stopped. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Ragtag Band, declaring independence. Welcome back. Take a few final calls here. Before we do that, it's the end of the special. I'm extending it until, I guess, Monday or Tuesday or so. 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check out the deal. 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, all my best audio interviews from the radio show, video interviews in studio here every week, PrisonPlanet.tv, a bunch of other films as well. Can download my films, make copies, great activist tool, PrisonPlanet.tv. Get the new DVD we're carrying up there about the occult beginnings of the U.S. and who's behind it. It's up on Infowars.com. Get Martial Law, get Road to Tyranny, get Masters of Terror, get Loose Change 2, second edition. Get it all. Infowars.com off the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. You can order hard copies right there. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Get involved in the fight right now. I just see a serious threat. I've documented it. I know it's coming down on us, enslavement. That's the norm in history. We're fighting it. Will you join us? Will you engage in the info war? Will you wake up others? Very fertile ground out there right now. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Terry in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I must admit, I do like Paul Watson's sort of dry sense of humor for making points. It is pretty good.
Yeah, he's good.
Now, I just tuned in. Maybe you covered this already, but a friend of mine was telling me that somebody slipped through the cracks at Bush's speech in North Carolina, and this guy got up and hammered Bush for like about 5 minutes. I guess they were going to cut him off, and Bush said, no, let him go ahead. You know how they handpick everybody to come in.
And then everybody booting.
Well, I tried to Google it, and I couldn't find it, but I guess that event really occurred, huh?
I've been hearing about it. I would guess it's true. We've gotten several calls on air about it. I think you're the third today.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I just turned in.
It'll take a while to get it, but we'll try to find it and post it.
Great.
Thank you so much, Terry. David in Minnesota, go ahead.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I get, you know, all this talk lately about, you know, overpopulation and genocide and, you know, the need for the, seems to be, you know, a need for this big pandemic.
And then magically the government says it's about to happen.
Exactly. But, you know, they're building up the public expectation for something. And I tuned into a PBS station last night. And they had a show on there called Through Nye's Eyes. I think it's Bill Nye, the science guy, right? And he was talking about overpopulation. And, of course, he had a segment in there on the UN and so forth. But, you know, he talked about consumption as it ties in with it. Because you got to admit, the planet, there's got to be some upper limit to the number.
Yeah. Western Europe and the U.S. are 10% of the population, and we use 80-something percent of the resources. I got to jump. Thank you. Sir, it's the elite that set all this up. They're the ones causing the problems and blaming it on us. The answer is not killing people. We have articles on that. Go learn the facts. Let's talk to, I believe it's Jerry. Go ahead.
How you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
I was wondering if you've already covered this sometime in the past. I apologize, but I was wondering if you knew about Walter Burian being arrested up in East Brunswick, New Jersey.
That happened again?
No, it happened back in November. I just found out about it a couple weeks ago.
I had lost his number because he moved. He called me one day. I said I'd call him. I lost the number I scribbled on paper.
Right.
I need his contact info. I want to have him on.
Yeah, he's got a number posted on his on his website, Capital One.
Okay,
I don't know if it's still good.
Listen,
but
I will go call it. We will set him up. In fact, Kevin's here scheduling guests. Kevin, get me Walter Burian. It's on his Capital One website. Out of time. Thank you. Quickly, final call. Phil in Pennsylvania. You got 30 seconds.
About the Bill Frist quote, I unwittingly gave you some information from a fake Fox News website.
Yeah, we've already corrected that first hour, sir. In fact, by the time we posted it, we said that it was a hoax. So we've got a report up about how that's a hoax at Infowars.com right now. All right, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back on Monday, 11 to 2 live, and back tonight, 9 to midnight. Be sure and join us. God bless you all. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.